A landmark building in Victoria's Jubilee neighborhood, strewn with graffiti and in a state of decay for nearly a quarter century, could get a new lease on life after a conditional sale to a developer. Impressa Properties president Carl Robertson said his company plans to build a six-story building with rental units and commercial space, but acquisition of the property will depend on getting the project to the development stage with the city. The Turner Building, known for its rounded Art Deco-style frontage and prominent location across from Royal Jubilee Hospital, was made famous by its colorful former owner, Ian Turner, who ran a store and served coffee, homemade donuts and diner lunches to hospital and neighborhood patrons for decades. The property had been on the market for $4.375 million. Robertson did not disclose the potential selling price, saying only that acquisition of the three lots totaling 17,000 square feet was contingent on proceeding to rezoning and development approvals, and we're in the very early stages of that process now. Built in 1946, the building has been crumbling since the business closed in 2000. In 2013, a section of wall fell off and crashed to the sidewalk, and the city ordered the Turner family to repair or dismantle the building to protect the public. A safety report found mold and water damage, along with structural problems. A public campaign was launched to save the building, attracting an outpouring of support from residents who had their first dates there or bought their first comics in the store, and nurses who frequented Turner's on their breaks. Later that year, a partnership called Island Cardiology Holdings Inc. bought the building and its three lots, which form a triangle at 2002 Richmond Road, 1909 Birch Street and 1769 Pembroke Street. Plans in 2016 included a 29,000-square-foot, five-story medical office building with ground-floor commercial with a separate four-story rental building, but the project did not proceed. The partners listed the property for sale in March 2022. Robertson admitted the site is a difficult one to build on, saying the statutory rights of way on the property bordered by three streets make the footprint even tighter. The company has enlisted Victoria-based Cascadia Architects to begin a bold flat iron design that would replicate the current building's rounded frontage. Cascadia has a thoughtful approach to unique and challenging sites, said Robertson. We want to create something iconic in the Jubilee neighborhood. We're still in the early stages, but we're looking to do something reflective of the early Turner site. Roberson said the company has had discussions with notable local retailers in the coffee shop and restaurant sectors as possible ground floor tenants. The goal is to form a village node with a strong pedestrian focus. Robertson did not reveal how many rental suites would be included in the project, saying it's too early in the process. He said he has had some discussions with city staff and a few Victoria City councillors, who were keen on kick-starting redevelopment on the long-dormant site. Nothing has been submitted as yet, though Robertson said discussions with the Jubilee Neighborhood Association should start next month. It's unfortunate that it's been left to decay for the better part of two decades, said Robertson. It has been such a cherished meeting place in the community, and that will be our focus with our efforts to bring something special back with this project. Impressa, founded by Robertson in 2015, has two other projects in the region. The company built the Cortile Verde rental building in downtown Sydney and is excavating a site at 1120 Burdett Avenue for 42 rental units. D. Closter at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.